Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Network Marketing and Business Identification. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we will get started with tonight's show. Of course, tonight's show we're going to be honoring our veterans. So we're going to be honoring a salute to all of those veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Tonight we're looking to hold a general conversation with any veterans that call in this evening. We would like to continue an association that we've been having there for many years. At this time where myself, I am a veteran, and many of the associates that I know will be are also veterans, and we can expect to hear from many of the veterans this evening. So I am going to take a small break, giving everyone a chance to come on and give a greeting. But before I do, I'd like to go to my co-host. Brother Aziz, are you with us? Brother Aziz, okay, I think we lost Brother Aziz. Look like he's coming back, but giving him a chance to come back and give others a chance to come on, we will just take a slight break, and we'll be right back with tonight's show.
He crowned us good.
evening again. Welcome back to the night show again. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. And welcome back to the night show. I'm still waiting on my co-host. I see some he's coming in and out. So, again, I assume that he's having just a few technical problems. But in the meantime, we will welcome him as soon as he comes on. I do believe that I have my other co-host, Brother Umar, are you with us out of Richmond, Virginia?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to say peace and blessings to all. And also, kind of congratulations for the veterans who, in terms of, have contributed themselves and service, you know, to America. I really appreciate, you know, your efforts and your service continuously as we, you know, celebrate this day as being a day of remembrance of those who was prepared, you know what I'm saying, to actually pray the supreme sacrifice. So you guys are to be honored. Unfortunately, I don't have that background because I was in school at that time, but I really appreciate, you know, the reality as you grow and understand, you know, that whole mission of warriorship, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to acknowledge that.
Well, Brother Umar, we certainly appreciate you. And Brother Umar is one of the directors for Black Wall Street. He's the director for the state of Virginia. Also, I see where Brother Aziz came in, but again, he went back out, so he's having a few problems. Look like coming in and out of Brother Umar, but we're going to be patient because we know he's... I'm certain he has a here. I think we got him back again. I'm going to see if we can get him on before he blanks back out on us again. Brother Aziz, are you with us? Brother Aziz, can you hear us? Okay. He is, Brother Aziz, again, he's going in and out. So we're having a few problems with him, but still we're giving everybody okay, Brother Umar, again, I'm going to try to get Brother Aziz to see where he's coming through with us again, see if we can pick him up this time. Brother Aziz, are you with us? Again, Brother Aziz, are you with us? Okay, as soon as he can come through, I'm certain he will come in and join us. But in the meantime, like I said, a happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. This is a continuation of something that's been going on now for many, many years, and that is just where we come on the radio every Veterans Day. And this has been going on. It really started with one of our veterans, and many of you may remember more better man that used to come on the old WOL radio station. And the old better man, he was a more better man. He was a veteran, and one of the best times of the year that we used to get with him way back in the early 80s. And that's where this having the veterans to come on the radio station really started. It really started with the brother, a more better man, and we pray that Allah is pleased with him and forgive his sins. And he was one of the veterans that really Brother Aziz and myself started out with many years ago. And we've been trying to keep that a type of relationship going ever since. I do see where Brother Aziz is coming in again, but he's continuing to drop out. So hopefully we'll be able to hear from him soon. But so again, that's what this is all about. Is really it's a night of where we really just any veterans who wish to come on and just have a conversation with other veterans, because, as you know, veterans, especially many of your war veterans, some of the you may not get very much of a conversation. proud of your veterans, because veterans, if you're not a veteran, especially, you know, a veteran who has experienced in war what another veteran has experienced, then, of course, that war veteran may not see a reason to have very much in common to talk to you about. But when they can get around other veterans who have experienced what they have and have the same, let's say, problems or the same relationships, then now they have something very much in common that they can talk about. And sometimes we find it to be a tremendous moment, and where veterans can talk to each other just in general. And so in this case, we have the New Africa Business Association, and now we have merged with Black Wall Street, so we can now speak to veterans from many, many different areas. And so hopefully tonight, between the New Africa Business Association, and as you know, right after this show, we will immediately go to the Black Wall Street Business Association, or the Black Wall Street Northeast region. And again, you'll be able to talk with hopefully more veterans, because we're trying to give the show tonight in particular. Attention to our veterans. So, but at the same time, our mics are open, and so those of you who have anything that you wish to talk about this evening, whether you're a veteran or maybe something political, of course, we always open to talk about business. Open up our mics in a few moments for whoever wish to call in, and we look forward to having a conversation. We do have a special guest, and I am going to bring him on right now, and that is a brother Talib Abdul-Wakil. Brother Talib Dean is one of the brothers that started the American Muslim Veterans Association, that is known as MAVO, and that was we're going to bring him on, and he'll be able to just greet us, because Major Talib Dean, the U.S. Army, has just been again, we've been working with the brother for over 20 years. And he's just been a great big leader for the Veterans Associations here in Washington, D.C. And like I said, he's one of the original founders of the Veterans Association. So without further ado, I am going to go ahead and bring the Major on and have him to greet us. Major Talib Dean, are you with us?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam. This is Talib Dean. I'm calling you from your. We're right here together in the Clinton. So I feel right at home with you here. And Brother Omar, assalamu alaikum to you.
Well, alaikum assalam to Allah, brother. And we all salute you in regards to your service to this country, as well as continued service of the Deen of Al Islam. And obviously, your focus on organizing, you know, the veterans in a way that, you know, that they can receive that just due.
Yes, sir. I thank you so much for Brother Bilal and inviting me, and also Brother Abdulaziz. Whenever you come back on, we'll be happy to be with everybody tonight. You know, one of the things about being a veteran is you never go to sleep. and I'm saying that not to make jokes, but it's a reality about us. Once you have gone through some trials doing your service, you're taught not to sleep. And then, you know, that goes against everything that your body has programmed you for. But I just want to say that because it's a way to introduce the disorientation, in my mind, as how we have become in terms of how we've been disoriented in terms of our natural way. And one of the things that our dean has taught us is the fitra, how to be natural. So it was a struggle for me to try to return to a natural way of living after I got out of service. You know, they teach you not to sleep. They teach you to eat any time of day or night. You know, they teach you to go in the bathroom or wherever you find a spot. I mean, there's some abnormal ways in which the military life has gotten you disoriented and gotten your body disoriented towards this society. And for the average person who has no idea what that means, it's a shock to be told that you don't function the normal way when you get out of the service, because they require that you be healthy when you go in. But you're blessed if you come out alive that you have any health at all. But see, these are some of the realities of being a veteran. And you know, a veteran can be anybody. It can be any walk of life. A business veteran, a veteran of travel, a veteran of any kind of occupation. But a military veteran is associated with war. And that's the kind of thing that most people avoid. So when they avoid war, oftentimes they begin to avoid the veteran because they don't want to be associated with war. But one of the things that also happens in this way of life is when you come into a situation where you have to defend your honor, you have to go to war. And that's usually a street situation. But in the case of organized war, you have no choice as to who your enemy is. The enemy is chosen by somebody else. You know, one of the things, Brother Bilal, I often think about is charity in relationship to veterans. And I refer to an ayah in the Quran in Surah 2, ayah 2, 273, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us about who charity is for. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Charity is for the fuqara, the poor, who in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause are restricted from travel and cannot move about in the land for trade or work. The one who knows them not thinks that they are rich because of their modesty. You may know them by their work, by subhanAllah, excuse me, you may know them by their mark. They do not beg of people at all. And whatsoever you spend in good, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it well. I mean, this short ayah speaks to the character of a veteran, in my humble opinion. Because after years of service or not, or service in a short time when you were injured, you're restricted in your movement. You know, when you're talking about business, Brother Bilal, you can't move to do business oftentimes as a disabled veteran. I'm one of those disabled veterans. And you cannot function sufficiently to satisfy the requirements even of a regular job. So what you have is a person who has multiple abilities, knowledge base broad and deep. But their limitations come often in their physical ability. And then if they have PTSD, they even have more of a handicap. Now, that doesn't mean you can't function at all. Everybody's different, of course. But we need to put the word charity in the right perspective. And the question I would ask this is this. Who is the charity really for? Who is charity really for? We're talking about a veteran, and we're talking about once a year that we're going to give charity or give a recognition and give acknowledgement of the service that it took a lifetime to complete. What are we saying to that veteran on 1 November 11th of 1 year? that the rest of the year you don't count? See, this is the thing that's so important about dialogue and conversation. We got to get down to where the rubber meets the road, where the ghost can get it. We need more than just 1 year recognition, because many of us veterans are really in need of what we call charity. Charity doesn't mean somebody giving you a handout. Somehow, oh, you're begging, or you won't, you know, or you can't eat to feed yourself. Charity is kindness, a helping word, an encouragement, an uplift.
Can I be heard?
Attaboy, you know. So this is the context in which I speak when I'm speaking about this Quranic verse, because I want the audience to get a feel for those of us who are veterans, those who are not, for a different side of this conversation, because we want to hear about all the glory that went on in our military service, you know, and how things came out, you know, how many awards you got, and you know, all these distinguished activities, which are valued to them. There's much value there. But what about the truth of what goes on after you leave, you take the uniform off? This is the reality that I, as a veteran, have experienced. Because you're looking at the VA, for example, going down to the hospital, and you're looking at men and women who have less situations, who are worse off than you, of course, and you're grateful that you are the shape you're in. But what shape are you in? I mean, to be able to manage your life. And then you find sometimes you get pushed back because you ask for too much. So I just want to put that out there for discussion, because it's my view that the way in which we have been oriented in this society is for glory. Glorification of who? Of what? Is your charity, our charity, for the good of the Creator, to satisfy our requirements for the Creator? Or are we charitable so we can get a benefit from somebody else?
He's so nice for doing that. Okay. Hello?
Okay, no, brother, we got, I have all the mics open, so we all, some folks are maybe making comments, and that's because we do have the mics open. I'm trying to keep them open so we go to comments, or we can all make comments without anybody being denied a chance to speak. So I have the mics open as they call it in. So, but Brother Talib, your subject, what you're talking about tonight, is hitting home so much. As a matter of fact, like I said, one of the when I was coming, how the we started years ago, and how we got started years ago, just having these veterans programs, and it started and like I said, 20 years ago we didn't have PTSD, or they didn't know what PTSD was all about. So at that time we was on our own, and like you said, the suffering that we was going to through from, they call it war fatigue, whatever you want to call it, but it from destruction that we witnessed, and but we didn't have a recovery, and we didn't have professionals to help us when we first came home. So therefore, we have to with and get with each other, and until years later, they started giving us professional help and realized what PTSD and how dangerous PTSD and how debilitating PTSD is to our troops. So your subject, it is really, really touching home, and and like you said, it's very unfortunate that we only give veterans one day of recognition because of charity. It's just asking for someone to recover from a very disastrous situation. That's what I mean about war veterans. Many of the times won't have very much to take anyone else other than a war veteran, because no one else could possibly understand their hurt and their needs. So again, you're touching home so much tonight. I ask you, I'm going to ask anyone, Brother Aziz with us, I'm going to let him make a comments, but after Aziz's comments, I'm going to ask the who has questions. Matter of fact, I'm going to do that before we go to Brother Aziz. Any comments you want to have, ask Major Talladine. The mics are open. Go right ahead and ask your questions.
Hi, Salaamu Alaikum. Sister Rahim in the house. Just checking in.
What's up, Salaam?
How you doing?
Praise be to Allah. I'm doing well. How are you?
Praise be to Allah. Same.
How my brother?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
So again, Major Talladine, the
yes,
mic's
sir.
Open. Go right ahead and share your.
Yes, sir. I want to ask you, though, if any family members, I can hear children and possibly fans in the background. So I just wondered if anyone can be all as aware of that.
We do have, Mike, we do have some disturbance in the background. So put yourself on mute.
Yeah.
There's if you have noise around you, put yourself on mute if you would for us, because we can't hear. Mics are open and we got everybody speaking. So if you're not, put yourself on mute. So again, I comment that we have for Major Talladine at
put
the mics are open.
I'm going to go back to the ayah. Ayah 263 and 273 of the Holy Quran. As I read it the first time, I was going to try to highlight that who is charity for.
Can you mute everybody except Brother Aziz was talking? Can you mute all of us for while he's speaking? Because somebody has their
right,
phone,
we
know,
can.
They're not really listening.
Okay.
Right.
You might have a very good idea there, because it looks like we're not going to get cooperation. So, who is our guest?
This is Sister Rahima, and I hear somebody speaking. I can hear my brother talking. So, can you just mute all of us except for him?
Okay, I am going to go to. We're going to take your comments, and after that, we will. We'll see if we can get control of what we're dealing with. Go right ahead, any Brother Aziz. You can ask.
Yes, greetings. Assalamu alaikum to all. Greetings to all. I just wanted to say I'm glad I just got on and was able to get in hearing everyone talking and that. And I just wanted to say, you know, I wish everyone a happy Veterans Day. And I was listening to some of the things you were saying about the treatment that a lot of the brothers and sisters get, you know, when they come back from these war zones and that. And it has been a situation over the years where the veterans primarily took care of themselves by communicating with one another, talking with one another, telling one another about their problems. And we know that a huge number of veterans, especially the combat ones, would have drug problems. And that's really been devastating on the veterans, having those drug problems combined with homelessness and just not having the help to deal with their problems. So nowadays, with the help that the veterans are getting concerning, you know, mental issues from the war zone as well from the wars, as well as you know, physical injuries that they may have received, the veterans, the VA is acting, it's getting a lot better. A lot better. We have to ask for more from our VA to get better, because of all places, we wouldn't have thought that in Washington D.C., the nation's capital, that the VA there was down low among the ratings of VA hospitals, not top. So we want to work on those things and that. And I just want to let everybody know that. That may not be a member of the Muslim Veterans Association. That's a beautiful veterans organization to belong to also. There are many veterans organizations out there, but this is a beautiful organization to join in also, because, again, veteran organizations should be organizations that's looking out for the benefit and welfare of all veterans, male and female. And I just wanted to ask if any of our participants are on, you know, please share some of your comments with us on that. And I'm glad to be a part of this program tonight, especially dealing with veterans and the concern we have for veterans, Brother Bilal. And thank you for letting me share this piece. And Mike, if anyone would like to.
By all means, Brother Aziz, before I open the mics up, I'm going to go back to our Major Taladeen. You heard a few of the comments that you wish to follow up with anything, any comments yourself.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. One of the things that I have seen and heard in relationship to service members, both active duty and veteran, is that we are the ones that protect the rights of the citizens of the United States. And what I've experienced is this. The first thing that they do, that the military tells you to do or restricts you from doing, and when you take put the uniform on, is they tell you that you don't have freedom of speech. Then they tell you you don't have freedom of assembly. You can't go out and stand on the street corner or be amongst a group of any type that you choose to be with, perhaps when you are civilian. Then you can't have freedom of association. That used to puzzle me. How in the world can you be the one responsible for protecting the citizens' rights under the Constitution of the United States when they take away your rights? I mean, you are restricted from speaking the way you want to speak and how you want to speak, to who you want to speak, to being with who you want to be with out there, and to assemble, you know, demonstrations, for example. So I had to calculate in my mind, who in the world is the best candidate to be given the responsibility for protecting our rights? And to me, it's just the average citizen who has the ability to petition and protest, petition the government and protest for our rights. And that is something that came to life more so this year or these last 4 years than any other time in my life, considering the political environment that we were under, are on, and recently going to change, God willing. So that is a factor. That's concerning me. It has concerned me for years, you know. And I don't say that veterans, military personnel, are not ones who stand to guard and hold up the good. But I know full well that you can't do much if you're restricted in your ability to do things. Now the other thing that I thought would be of importance, along with the context of charity. As related from Surah 2, Ayah 273, is the mark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "You may know them by their mark." That is, the people who are in need. They do not beg at all. This is what Allah said in the translation, right? Now, we have a mark on us. now, male or female, but we come out with a certain kind of presence. You come out of the military, that stuff don't go away from you right away. You got a military presence. That's an indication that you have had some kind of formal training, discipline, and that you have an order about you. Now, some people are offended by that in their civilian life. Oh, he's too tough. He's too hard. You know, he can't even stand up. I mean, he can't even do this without criticizing me because I may have dropped a piece of trash. You know, I just want you to understand, if I can say this respectfully, of course, everybody's different. But the context of being marked as a veteran, you know, is a double-edged sword. Thank you for your service. But what about thank you for your sacrifice? You know, this is a very important language. We don't want to become so desensitized about things that we are unable to accept someone's compliments. But let's get it where it's supposed to be. You know, you got one leg, one arm, and you're blind in one eye. What about that sacrifice? That's sacrifice. A person can give service, but what does everybody give sacrifice? I mean, you sacrifice your time from your family. You sacrifice your money, whatever pay you get through the military. You sacrifice your health. So we need to change the language, help each other to change the language of how we address the veteran, how we appreciate the veteran's sacrifice, because service is functional, but sacrifice, oh boy, that's a big one. You know, what have you sacrificed in order for you, for someone else to be benefited by your sacrifice? What do the people know about sacrifice? What do our young people know about sacrifice? You know, they ride around in nice cars and they got computers, they got all these the big communication systems. But what do they know about sacrifice? You know, so this is important in terms of being able to assist the people to grow away from forgetting the veteran so that they can understand how to measure things. You know, can you measure my service? No. But you can measure my sacrifice as you see that I have a major medical problem, medical disability. So this is a factor that veterans go through. And we go through it because well-meaning people do well-meaning things, and they say well-meaning things. But do they really understand? So the mark that the Quran says that we have is something that we need to be aware of. And the fact that we don't go around begging. You know, I mean that there's begging has many forms. Your business, many of you are businessmen. Now, if you go to a downtown and you want to get a house and you get your DD-214 and you take it across to the Bank of America and you fill it out because you want to get a loan and they tell you you're not qualified, are you begging because you say, sir, would you reconsider? Would you reconsider? You know, I'm on my way out of the service now, and I don't have a regular job right now, but I soon will get one maybe, you know. But I want you to understand, I just need you to reconsider this and give me a chance. So this is the kind of thing that we have to contend with. Everybody needs some benefit that may not come the easy way or the routine way, you know. So when you are a veteran, do they allow you? Did they open up for you to get the benefit that you need that the average person can get because they have multiple incomes and you're just getting out, you're coming back to the world? These are the realities that we have to contend with, those of us who are in a position to do that. So when I say that we are not the defenders of our rights by way of what rights we can defend, it's only because we're restricted. But guess what? There's something else. we are people, a veteran, who also, we've been told that we have to be mindful of the fact that everyone depends on us to keep the flow of commerce alive. Why are we here? Are we here to defend the Constitution, or are we here to defend multinational corporations so they can open up businesses overseas? When I was in Saudi Arabia for Hajj, 1993, I had the greatest shock of my life, one of the greatest shocks of my life, when I saw Kentucky Fried Chicken outside the Kaaba. Kentucky Fried Chicken. I said, what, the Colonel is here?
Yep.
I said, the Colonel is here? I said, whoa, you mean to tell me they don't have chicken spots in Saudi Arabia? I know they do. But the thing is, right after the Gulf War, businesses jumped in and made businesses in Saudi Arabia that are the same ones in America. So we made room for McDonald's over there and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pizza Hut. Why? Because commerce came in after the war. We opened the door for them to be able to establish businesses in Arabia. Not only just in Saudi, obviously, it's all over the Gulf. But that's just one spot in the world. I just want this perspective. Let's get a perspective on this. You know, in order for us to understand what we really do as veterans, you know, what are we really sacrificing for? Our sacrifices are for who? Are they for our mothers and fathers and cousins and uncles and aunts and wives and children back in America? Or are they for multi-level corporations? Those of you who are Vietnam veterans may be able to testify to this. The rubber plantation. The rubber plantations will not allow, you could not destroy those rubber plantations. You cannot blow them up. And I had a buddy of mine who was a Marine. He told me that there was a Exxon refinery in Vietnam. And neither the United States nor the North Vietnamese would fire on that refinery, or that petroleum refinery. The Esso, they call it Esso in those days. But the point is that what are we doing? You know, really, what are we sacrificing for? And that's something we need to understand. Why? Because I get trouble in my thinking, man. I get trouble, and sister, I get trouble thinking about that. Why did I do all this? Am I really doing all this to be a patriot? Or am I doing this as cannon fodder? You know, this is a reality, man. This is a reality. You come home and you start thinking about your past, what you did or had to do, or, you know, where you went, where you were and where you served. Why was I there? Why did they send me there at that time? You know, that's a part of the problem that I have as a service member dealing with things, you see, trying to make things fit make a square peg fit in a round hole, trying to make it all fit. What did they do to us, and why did they do it to us? And I'm an officer. I had to make decisions for my soldiers. In other words, before they got the order, I got it. And I had to make an interpretation. Am I ordering you, ordering them to do something, you know, that's inappropriate? It's lawful, but is it inappropriate? These are things that you go through. Are you an American? Do you have a love for your country? Sure you do. But you're real, too. You're a human being. You got to deal with the reality thing. So this is one of the aspects of being a veteran that puzzles me. Are we really the ones that protect the Constitution? Or are we the ones that protecting the trade routes for the multinational corporations to take shipping back and forth across the world? And I just want to lay that out there. You know, and I know these are not the things that we can change, perhaps, but we got to get some kind of clarity about this. Somebody out there got some clarity. This is a business meeting as well. And I want to tell you something. This is very, very, very important to Brother Bilal and Brother Abdulaziz and Brother Omar and the sister, excuse me, I forgot your name, and anybody else that's out there listening. And I, before I went to the service, I had the fortune of getting to an internship in Virginia State University in Petersburg. But I'm from Virginia, and I went to school there. And in September of 1973, at the closing out of my internship in the governor's office, I went on a trip with the governor with some businessmen, exclusively business people. And he invited me to go along with him to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. You may have heard of it. That's where the old Strategic Air Command was called. And the reason for going was to go through a study of the nuclear triad, the United States nuclear triad system. That is air, sea, and land, and how to deploy a nuclear weapon. And they had the new bomber called the B-1 bomber that was just coming off the Seminole line. So these businessmen went out there to get a briefing on the triad system and to see the B-1 bomb. Now, that's okay. Here's the government of Virginia, the governor of Virginia, taking businessmen out there to see the B-1 bomb. But I couldn't understand at the time. They got a four-star general, Air Force, receiving them. So what does that mean? That meant that the business community had a payout coming from the Department of Defense because they were going to do business with the government. All right, that means, well, you're going to make jobs, all that's going to flow back down to the average person, right? No, it flows back to those who have contact with those businessmen, because nobody has that kind of movement in terms of their business acumen just coming out of school. So these are people who are well established already. So the point is that these businessmen were having direct contact with the federal government through the Department of Defense at Offutt Air Force Base in order to get a foot up on business opportunity. And frankly, there was not one African-American in the group except me, and I'm just a student, you know, right? So I'm just letting you understand. So where is the opportunity? This is 1973, and this is where. This is during the time of the Cold War. And guess who else was there at Offutt Air Force Base? The Russians. The Russians had their representatives through their media, you know, they had their government representatives there. I couldn't understand that because this was a classified briefing. We were brought in and remember, there's an airplane that flies 24 hours a day. Right, that's in the air 24 hours a day, that has all the control, all the nuclear weapons all over the country. On that aircraft at that time was a one-star, and that one-star was responsible for communicating with the commander-in-chief about any deployments of nuclear weapons, and they stayed on alert. That's the plane that stayed up in the air 24 hours. No, not literally, not 24 hours. You know, they go back and forth. They have more than one plane. But the point is that this particular system was briefed to the Russians because we're in the same room. So I'm looking at the contradictions. Average person, are we able to get that information? The average citizen? No. Are we able to be able to communicate that to our families and the basis of what we do on a regular basis? No. I just want you to understand that that's contradictory. That's causing me a lot of problems. And I want you to be understand. I said not a lot of problems in this respect. I can't control it. But the contradictions that we had to go through, man, why do we why do they choose for us to take that hill? Huh? They give us an order to go take that hill, and then within 48 hours, we've given the hill back to the Viet Cong. See, that's the same principle to me. Why do they give us all these instructions to do all these things to defend that which is in my mind, indefensible, to protect that which it shouldn't be protected? It had nothing to do with the Constitution. It had to do with money. You see? So this is why I felt that I needed to mention the word charity or bring out the ayah about charity in relationship to who is receiving the charity. Who is the charity for who is your charity for anyway? Are you giving it for the sake of the Creator, peace and better law? Or are you giving it to gain favor so you can get more money? I mean, what is it? Which is it? So these are the concepts, these are the things that I've seen, that I've experienced, you see. And things I don't talk about, brothers. I don't talk about these things. This is the first time I had a chance to say these things, even to my wife. So I'm just opening this up, man, because I'm open up now. You didn't open me up. And so I'm just trying my best to be able to get a flow here so I can get some insight. Am I looking at this thing lopsided? You know, am I all wet? You know, in terms of how I concluded these matters, you know. And when I was in Saudi Arabia, I lived there 5 years. I was there during 9/11. 9/11. I went there in February 2001, and I was there in September 11, 2001. And didn't come out of there until July of 2005. So all I'm trying to get to is, help me resolve some of these conflicts. Help me to get through the understanding of what it is that I'm supposed to understand about my service and my sacrifice in this country. Because in Islam, all our service and our sacrifice are supposed to be all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we doing this the wrong way or doing it backwards? So I'm just asking you guys to give me some guidance on these, some insight on this stuff, okay?
Brother Talib, again, Major Talib Dean, United States Army. I've been knowing the brother for over 20 years. And again, when it comes to a lot of directions, Brother Talib, no, I'll come to him and we talk personally about many, many things. But Brother Talib, Major Talib, I'm going to be honest with you. You hit on so many points in your conversation. I can tell you when you start talking about the in Vietnam those tankers and things of that nature that you were talking about. And you was talking about those rubber plants. I was with one of the units that in that area that you were talking about, and I'm sitting here right now visualizing just what you were talking about. And on any given day, you could go out on, and this was down in the Mekong Deltas, the area that you're talking about is south of Vietnam. And it's called down in the Mekong Deltas. And, yes, down in those Mekong Deltas, you have those rubber plantations. And like you said, if you look out on that, look out on the water, you will see tankers of B.F. Goodrich. And, I mean, just about every type of tanker you can think of, not only American tankers, but from many, many parts of the world where they're just lining up, waiting their turn to come in to pick up on the those plantations, and especially, like you said, the rubble and the oil and all of the other valuables that they were pulling out of Vietnam. And again, this is why, and there are so many questions that now that we learn years later, like I said, you're hitting so many points because it was all about business. It never had anything to do with anything else other than business. And as far as the African Americans during the Vietnam and for as African Americans were concerned, remember, we was forced to go to Vietnam under the laws of segregation in the United States. When they forced myself and many, many other veterans right out of high school, we was no more than 17 years old, and under the laws of segregation we were living at that time, tigers and gorillas and every damn thing else that wild and crazy live. And like you said, you come to find out it's all for money. And so I'm saying, so you and of course when we went over there under the laws of segregation, we found ourselves we believe we was patrons, and of course we still believe we are patrons. As a matter of fact, since I'm on this subject, and I know we're getting ready to close out, and I want everybody to know that right after New Africa Business Association, we're going to be moving right over to Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street, USA, the Northeast region, and they're going to be having their listeners coming on, and of course, we're still going to be commemorating our veterans. So I would ask those, we're getting ready to close out here, but a continuation of our show will go on immediately following this show. And for those of you who wish to continue to participate, this time you'll be participating directly with Black Wall Street rather than the New Africa Business Association. You're getting ready to leave the New Africa Business Association, going to Black Wall Street, and the way you can participate is to call in. That call-in number is 712-451-0683. Again, 712-451-0683, access code 614-060-POUND. Access code 614-060-POUND, and you'll be able to come in on tonight's show. We still have a couple minutes. I want to see an acknowledgement and say hello to one of our directors, Director Stone, out of Texas. Director Stone, are you with us?
No, she just got in. She just started traveling. She was traveling. She just got in. She probably won't be on the call.
Okay. Well, then, and who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Sister Rahima. I just talked with Sister Stone. She is really worn out, so she just got in.
Okay, and Sister Rahima, of course, is the one that is setting up the Black Wall Street commemoration of the 100th, and we'll be talking about that on the Black Wall Street. There are many subjects that we didn't get a chance to talk to, but again, we'll be switching over to Black Wall Street, and hopefully, Brother Talib, we look forward to join us, and we're going to ask you to be again our guest spokesman over there. I know there are many questions that we still have for you. So, we'll be going directly over to Black Wall Street, and we look forward to your time. And again, as a veteran, I'd like to thank you, but I also want to thank, I definitely want to thank our guest, Amazing, for sharing the information. Like I said, I'm sorry that the time went just too fast. Because the brother, and remember, this is a major in the United States Army, and we're to have to be so honest with us, because we know most of our so-called commanders just wouldn't be this honest with us. So again, thank him so much, and we're looking forward to having a continuation on our next show. So again, thanks so much for participating, and until next week, New Africa Business Association is saying good night.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, by all means.
The phone. Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing. Wow.